Well, the Prime Minister says plans are already being devised to allow some exemptions from harsh restrictions for fully vaccinated Australians in the months to come. That's after National Cabinet agreed to vaccination targets late last week, fleshing out the four-stage plan to reopening the country. So it's looking increasingly likely that unvaccinated Australians could find themselves locked out of, for example, large sporting events. Here's political reporter Noor Haider.
Australia's vaccination rollout has been focused on adults. For the first time from next week, some children will be eligible to receive the Pfizer shot. Here's the Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt.
The Pfizer vaccine will now be made available on a TAGI's advice for immunocompromised children or children with underlying medical conditions, Indigenous children and children in remote communities aged 12 to 15.
While that's good news for the more than 200,000 vulnerable children who'll now be able to get a vaccine, they won't count towards helping Australia open up sooner. National Cabinet last week agreed to vaccination targets for the adult population. That would trigger the gradual return to some form of normality. Here's the Prime Minister speaking on Adelaide radio station 5AA.
Phase B of the plan is all about ensuring that those who have been vaccinated do get exempted from restrictions, and that plan is now being worked on by Northern Territory, Victoria and Tasmania.
Australia will hit Phase B once 70% of people aged over 16 have been fully immunised. Scott Morrison says it's reasonable that those who have been vaccinated face different rules.
It's just simple. If you're vaccinated, then you're less of a public health risk. You're to yourself, firstly, because you're less likely to get it, you're less likely to be hospitalised, and less likely to die from it. You're also less likely to transmit it.
Around 20% of eligible adults have so far received both doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. Venues New South Wales Chairman Tony Shepherd wants to make vaccination a requirement for entry into major sporting events.
Particularly in that younger age group, you know, the under 30s, you know, downwards, this could be a great means of encouragement to get vaccinated.
He's seeking state government approval for the plan.
I've spoken to various people over the last few weeks in the venues, business and in sports, and I would say that, you know, universally I've had support from people, and Rugby League, Peter Volandis has come out today in support of it as well.
Premier Gladys Berejiklian is open to the idea of incentives.
We are, as a government, amenable to those things because we appreciate that when people have a goal, when people have something to look forward to, they're more likely to do something, and that's just human nature.
George Williams is a professor of law at the University of New South Wales.
We're seeing that in the United Kingdom, for example, as you've indicated, nightclubs, even university lectures may be covered. It's really a risk assessment that if you think an unvaccinated person is posing a significant and real risk to a large group of people, I think it's reasonable in the current crisis to say you'd expect that person to be vaccinated. And the law can back that up. It's a question of really what the government thinks is reasonable. It certainly has the powers to mandate this in these and other areas should it wish to do so.
Shadow Health Minister Mark Butler argues the conversation about mandating vaccines in some sectors or providing incentives is premature.
In time, though, I expect we will see a mature, reasoned debate in Australia about opportunities for people who have been able to get vaccinated to start to see life return to normal. But at the moment, Australians aren't given the chance to do that because Scott Morrison failed in his job to give them the supply they need.
Shadow Health Minister Mark Butler, Noor Haider reporting.